Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Tiny's Daf Yudalet in the Hoizva Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloch Yud Beis. We're starting on Mudalev, four lines from the top. We're in the middle of the Sugi over here. We have a Machlekes. When the Megillas Tiny's that says the days of Yom Tev Inaldu a Tiny's, Inaldu a Hesped, does it include the days before or not? So it says Megillas Tiny's the Loli Sana, day you're not allowed to fast. Are you allowed to do it the day before? Rabbi Meir says yes. Are you allowed to fast the day before? Rabbi Yossi says no. Now, the Mishnah in Megillah tells us that the Kfarim, the villages, can do Purim a little earlier. They can read Megillah a little bit earlier. But they're allowed to have Hesped and Tainis. They're allowed to fast that day. What are the days they can read Megillah? It's Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. The 3 days before the Purim, they can make Purim a little bit earlier. Now, as we'll see in a moment, Yud Gimel, there was a special day that mentioned Megillas Tainis. It's called Yom Nikonar. So, and that's a day that you're not allowed to fast. So according to Rabbi Yezzi, I'm not allowed to fast on Yud Gimel. So you may like can't fast the day before, which is Yud Beis. So when I tell you that you're allowed to fast in the days of the Kfarim and the earlier Purim, is Al-Kocha talking about only which day? The 11th. Because the only days you could do early Purim is 11, 12, and 13. 13, I can't fast anyway because it's the day before Purim. 12, I can't fast anyway, according to WAC, because it's the day before Yom Nikonar. So 11 is the day which you come and tell your Chiddush that you're not allowed to fast. But according to Rameir, when it says not to fast, the day before you could fast. So Yud Gimel is Yom Nikonar, but Yud Beis you could fast. That's what the Mishnah tells you could fast. So that's the Gemara says, Masnisim, the Mishnah in Megillah, Oy Bechadas or Kerbeis, or it means the 11th day, according to WAC, that's when it tells you a lot of fast. Or Yud Beishtemus or Kerbeis, the 12th day, according to Rameir. Says the Gemara of Kashal der Meir, but I have another problem with the Meir. Look in Tani, Mitrina Sorbe, Yom Tirun. It says there was another day that Megillas Tainis mentions, Yom Tirun, which was the 12th of Adar, which is a day you can't fast. So already, you know that you're not allowed to fast that day. And says the Gemara, Omar of Yakor, Bahacho, Botel Yom Tirun. That day was canceled. Yom Shinerag, Lulainus, Opopus. So Reb Chaim brings Rashi in Maseches Tainis. The story that happened was the Linus and Papus, they agreed to kill themselves to save Am Yisrael because they wanted to do a gzer to kill Am Yisrael. They were looking for someone who murdered the Bas Melech, and they said they did it. So then when they tried, they killed them, and the guy told them, if you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should have a miracle, you should be saved like Hanani, Mishael, Ve'Azaryo. So they said, They told them, we're not such tzaddikim that we should get this nace, but you will be punished right away for the fact that you're killing us. So he killed them, and right away came from Rome a messenger and killed this person, this guy. So on one hand, there was a big nace in this day. On the other hand, it was a sad day because these two Jews were killed. So at the beginning, there was Megillas Tiny saying, you're not allowed to, it's a day of simcha, you're not allowed to fast that day, but then they canceled because it was also sadness that day. Says the Gemara, Yom Tlosasar, which we mentioned in, the Gemara did not say it till now, but it says that the 13th day of Adar is, what day is it? Yom Nikonar. Mao Yom Nikonar, what's the special thing about that day? So the Gemara, Shiltoin, Mishal Malchus Yavon, some goy responsible, royalty from Malchus Yavon, Haya Oivir Laxandria, he was going to Egypt, for us Yushalayim, he goes to Yushalayim, Vechirev, Vegidev, Venietz, he did different curses in Yushalayim. Omer Bishuvi Bisholim, when I come back in peace, et toitz es amigdal zeh, I will destroy this tower in Yushalayim. Vayotzo Elov Echod Mishal Beis Chashmonoi, came one of Beis Chashmonoi, and killed all the soldiers until he came to his chariot. He came to his chariot, cut off his hand, cut off his head, put it on a piece of wood, beneath it, this is the mouth that spoke against Yerushalayim, this is the hand that was waving with Gaiva, they put it on a piece of wood next to Yerushalayim. So that was the big thing that Nikonar, we talk about Nikonar that was killed that day. Says the Gemara, and here we have a different gear, so according to Rab Chaim, why would we say Yom Nikonar? To tell you that the day before is also as well. Because according to Rab Yossi, when it says you're not allowed to fast the day before as well. So I understand why I'm telling you Yom Nikonar, to tell you not only Yud Gimel is Asur, but also Yud Beis is Asur. According to the mayor, when it says that you're not allowed to fast, you're allowed to fast the day before. And that day itself, anyway, is also because the 14th of Adar is Purim, where it's a day now I'll do a hespet, and you really can't fast the day before. So Yud Gimel is already also. Why have to tell me that Yud Gimel is Yom Nikonar? Answers the Gemara about the idea of Shuasar behespet. Meaning, it's coming to tell you not only that it's also to do a tainis, it's also telling you now that it's also to do a hespet. Chaim says over here that the Girsa of Megillas Tainis didn't say exactly what you're not allowed to do. It just says that Yom Nikonar is a day of Simcha. What can you do? It doesn't say. So the Gemara tells you that the Chiddush is not only you can't fast, you can't do a hespet as well. Says the Gemara, according to the Girsa of Reb Chaim, a few older Rabbi Yosi, Lasi Makashio, who is still kosher according to Rabbi Yosi. Why? Because even according to Rabbi Yosi, so what are you saying? Why am Yud Gimel, I'm telling you it's Asur, to tell you that the 12th is Asur as well. But look in Tani, Betrenosur, Be, Yom Tirion, we learned that there's Yom Tirion. That's what the Gemara said before, and we're just quoting it again, that we have a day called Yom Tirion. This is the day that Lulainus and Paras were killed, so they canceled that day. So mitzad, the day of the 12th, you don't have a Isur Tainis, but because it's Erev the 13th, you can't do a Tainis that day, according to Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara goes on quoting Megillas Tainis, Bar Bosor, V'chamishosor, Purayo, it's Purim, Deloy L'mispa, there's no Hespe those days. B'chitzar Bey, on the 16th, Shayov L'mivne Shur Yerushalayim, it's the day they start building the Chaim of Yerushalayim, the wall of Yerushalayim. Teloy lemispa, there's no hesped that day. So it says the Gemara, now we're using the Yerushalayim of Chaim. Al daite der meir, according to our mayor, I understand, nichol leser atzmi. I have to tell you the 16th is also. Because if I would not tell you that the 16th started building the Chaim of Yerushalayim, tell you a lot of fast in the 16th. But al daite der abyoisi, ma ba loisar, what are you coming to tell me it's also? Leser atzmi, also ripichamish also. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's also the 16th because the day after the 15th. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi said that any day you now do a hesped, you can't fast the day after anyway. So the test of all of this Purim, you're not allowed to fast at 16. So why do I have to tell you the 16th is the day they started building the Chorim of Yerushalayim? Answers the Gemara in Amud Beis, Ba'alu Yodiyacha, Shu Osur Behesped. It's coming to tell you that you're not allowed to do a hesped that day. If because of Purim, you now do a tainis, but maybe a hesped you could. The fact that they started building the Chorim Yerushalayim tells you they made a special Yom Tev. You can't do a Esra on the 16th of Adar as well. The next few lines of the Gemara, according to Rav Chaim's gear, so we don't have, because that's already said it twice before, and it's not a gear to this sugya. So the Gemara B'Shiva also, boy, continues Megillas Tainis and says, on the 17th of Adar, Kamun Amimayo Aplata Sifrayo, there was the Amim, the Goyim, came to kill the Soifrim that were in which place? Medina's Kolgis, Uves Zavdi, in these places. They have a parka, but they were saved. It was a big nace that day. So I thought their mayor, Balosor Atzmoy. According to their mayor, what are you coming to tell you? That the 17th is also Betainis. But I thought their Yosef, Ma Balosor, what is it coming to be, Yosef? Lastly, that's where also, anyway, it's also because of the 17th that you had, because the 17th is also because of the 16th. The 16th, we said, you know, I'll do a hespet. According to Rabbi Yosi, a day you can't do a hespet, the next day you can't do a tainis. So the 17th, anyway, I can't do a tainis. The Gemara does not answer this question. Rabbi Chaim asks, the Gemara could have answered that it's also a hespet. That we don't know from the day after, but maybe the Gemara knew that day is not such a big day that's also a hespet. Says the Gemara now, Ma'av Yosi Kolilin Milayo Lo Misayin Velo Tavin Lo Rameir Velo Aloy Al Dav Yosi. All these questions that we brought is not a rayo against a mayor or against a Yosi. Because even though we could say these days already also Betayin, he's also Behespet, why do I have to tell you that? The Megillas Tainis is not coming to tell you only when you're not allowed to do a Tainis or a Hespet. The Megillas Tainis is telling you all the days that there was a miracle to Am Yisrael. Even if I know you're not allowed to do a hesped at Tainis, I still want to come and mention the Nisim. Bring your rayo. The Tanin and it says Bereish Yarcho Denison Rosh Chodesh Nisan Titkon Tamid the Loy Lemispot. The Tamid was Nitkan, which means that Zdukim were saying that an individual could bring a korban Tamid. And Chachamim came and won the argument, and that's why that day you can't do a hesped. It's a big the Yom Tev. Now I'll do a hesped. Sigmo Beloy Kach Ein Also Machmas Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is also because of Rosh Chodesh. So I already have it. So why are you telling me this? Because I want to tell you another day of Yom Tev. Continues the Gemara and says, even though Megillas Tainis, we have different days. They have a Yom Tev, and you can't do a Tainis before or after Machlokes or Meir Rabbi Yosi. But Shabbos and Yom Tev, the day before or after, you could have a Tainis. What's the reason we're more lenient in Shabbos Yontif and Machmir in these and what it says in Megillas Tainis? What's Shabbos Yontif is minatoyro. I don't have to be mechazik it. What I have in Megillas Tainis is midrabanon. You need a chizuk. That's all these days we mentioned as before Megillas Tainis was canceled. Once Megillas Tainis is botel, so then you don't have all these days and all these halachas don't apply. And the Mishnah brings different opinions regarding that. They both said botel Megillas Tainis, Megillas Tainis was botel. They also said that they both said that Megillas Tainis is botel. Rabbi Shimon Levi also holds that way. Yesterday I was saying, the Rabbanim came and they made a gzeir to have a tainis on Chanukah in the city of Lod. Rabbi Shua did not accept it. Rabbi Shua took a haircut and Rabbi Shua went to bathe. So Omar Lehem, Rabbi Shua Tzuvis Anu Al Mashi Sanesim. More than that, Rabbi Shua said anybody who did a fast in Hanukkah, he needs to fast for the fact that he fasted. They had to Omar Bottle Megillah Steinis. He told Megillah Steinis Bottle, but Hanukkah is mentioned Megillah Steinis. Omar Baal, I feel Tamar Bottle Megillah Steinis. Even if you hold the Megillah Steinis Bottle, Hanukkah or Purim Le Bottle. Hanukkah Purim state, it's Pashto Bechol Yisrael. So even though the rest of the days is Megillah Steinis Bottle, it does not include Hanukkah and Purim. The words of Rabbanon say Megillas Tainis Botel, meaning the following Rabbanon we see they're not Chayish Megillas Tainis. Because the Gemara brings down a list of Tanesis, the Tanesim that the Amorim used to do. Rabbi Yonasan Tzayim Kol Urvas Reishoto. He used to do a fast on Erev Shoshana. Ravoin Tzayim Kol Urvas Shubo. He also did a Tainis every Erev Shabbos, even if they fell on the day of Megillas Tainis. Rabbi Zeir Tzam Tlas Mavon Tzoymus. He fasted 300 Tzoymus. He's the army Chamova Oven, 900. For the Chosh Megillas Tainis, he was not Makbid, and that day fell in one of the days I mentioned Megillas Tainis. Simu Rabbi Yakor Ba'acho Mefakel Sifrayo, he told the Soifri, meaning the ones of the Melamed Tinoikus, the ones that teach the children, he asks us Iso Mishal Inchon, if comes a woman to ask you, Amilo, tell her, Bechol Misan, you can fast any day, Chutz v'Shabbosos, v'Yomim Tovim, k'se Shabbos Yontev, v'Roshechadoshim, v'Roshchodesh, v'Chulo Shel Moed, Chol HaMoed, v'Chanukah Purim, and Chanukah Purim, these are the only days you're not allowed to fast during the year. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Tainis, Daf Yud Daled.